Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny.
Ah, yes, and here we are, Saturday, afternoon, evening, night, depending upon where you are in the world, yes, and it's so nice to know that I have people from places where it is at nighttime, and that's kind of awesome. So, hey, they come from everywhere, miles around.
Across the pond.
Okay, Jennifer, rein it in, girl, rein it in. But, you know, that song grows on you. I mean, I thought it was kind of cool when I first heard it, but now that I've heard it 1,800 times, you kind of start listening to it, and it's really kind of cool. That would be really awesome if somebody would come up and say, hey, Jenny, you're my girl. That's all. Just, you're my girl. Nothing more serious. We're not going anywhere with that.
You never know.
Just be my... Oh, honey, I know. Oh, believe me, I know. I have been... Yeah. I have fallen in love too many times and been hurt too many times. It ain't happening no more. I can fall in love, but it ain't going no place because I am not getting hurt again. I refuse.
I know what you're saying.
I'm not leaving myself open for that no more. That is the deepest pain that there is.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going there anymore. I can love someone. I can love someone. I can be someone's girl. But let's not head toward the let's be serious, get married kind of stuff. Cause I can't go there anymore. I can't do that no more. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. So, okay. Let's get into this. And I'm just flapping my jaw here. I'm looking through this. What do I want to start with? You had an idea when you first started, and then you just kind of lose it when you start talking.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you.
I think I know where I'm going. I think I know where I'm going.
Okey-doke.
Yeah, if I can find it. Things get kind of mucked up when you start putting songs in each time. What was all nice and orderly and alphabetical just...
Organized.
Becomes like a mulligan stew, you know. which is okay unless you're looking for something specific. And then it's kind of, huh, okay, where did it go? All right, there's one. There's one. Now this,
right?
This is for when you're your second string, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a very familiar place for me. Very familiar place. I've gotten kind of used to it, you know, whatever. But this is a second stringer's theme song.
Okay.
This is Elvis singing "There's Always Me."
Oh, beautiful. It's a lovely song.
And you're wondering who to call for a little company. There's always me. If your great romance should end, and you're lonesome for a friend, darling, you need never be. There's always me. I don't seem to mind somehow playing second fiddle now. The loves may come and go, but my love for you will be eternal.
Gotta love that. And you know,
beautiful.
Send that out to somebody. If you find yourself feeling a little second string, something like that, send that song to somebody. It lets them know that, hey, you know, right now, yeah, but I'm hanging in there for the maybe future.
Yep.
You know.
You wanna be top string.
Well, the thing is you don't want to give up, because
right.
Even at second string, you're loved and you're allowed to love.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important part, man. That's the important part. That's the important part. So you just got to let it into your life and just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it be. It's not always a bad thing. Here again, I'm rattling my jaw looking for a song. That I know is in here, because I put it in here, but where it went, only God knows, because he didn't see the whole thing, and I'm just kind of scrolling through here going, where the heck did that go? Yeah, that's, well, okay, Jen, time to find a different one, and then you can come back and find this one, because it's... just,
why not?
It's just kind of... slithered away under the furniture somewhere. So, okay. Rare Earth. Does anybody remember Rare Earth from the 60s?
Never heard of them.
Oh, really? I've got a whole CD of Rare Earth, and it's good. So, okay. Rare Earth singing Get Ready. That's what you gotta do, just get ready. Before, but because I'm not looking for it this time, I'm looking for a different one. But you know, okay, we have a little thing happening that I need to cover here,
mm-hmm.
and I've got two of his songs to play. Okay. We lost Bill Withers this
yes,
past week,
right.
And it came to my attention on I think it was. Wednesday or Thursday, I
mm-hmm.
found it somewhere else that it happened on Monday. So, you know, this week, it happened this
yeah.
week, we lost Bill Withers. And he was kind of a phenomenal guy because he was born in what we called the Jim Crow era.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and this is a paraphrased quote, part of it is an actual quote, but when he was about 4 years, he told Rolling Stone magazine, when he was about 4 years old, he found out that if you made a mistake and walked into a white woman's bathroom, they're going to kill your father.
Wow.
So that's the era he lived in. He was born in 1938 in West Virginia in a coal mining town. So that was a certain atmosphere. It wasn't like that everywhere in 1938, but it was very racist in 1938, no matter where you were in this country. Some people didn't feel that way. It wasn't everybody that felt that way, but that was a general atmosphere here in the United States during that time. But he enlisted in the Navy after he got out of high school. And when he was 30 years, almost 30 years old, not quite 30 years old, in 1967, he moved to L.A. and worked on a Boeing assembly line, making those big old honking-ass airplanes.
Wow.
You know, but at the same time he was doing that, he was pursuing his music. So, I need just a second here. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Susan.
Right,
hi,
right in the middle of Bill Withers, honey. We'll be back in just a minute. Okay.
Okay.
So he was pursuing his music, and his first album, his debut album, was called Just As I Am, and it came out in 1971, and that carried the song Ain't No Sunshine, which just blew up into a mega hit. And
that's the one he's known for.
It stayed that way. That's one of the songs he's known for. The other big song he was known for was Lean On Me, and that was on his second album. And those two songs are still being played just like they were brand new. You know, they're getting good airtime. So, you know, Bill Withers was a loss. He did... he released his last album, which was called Watching You, Watching Me, in 1985. That was his last album, was 1985. So it's been a while, and he was a very private person. He basically just hung out with family and friends. He didn't really do the let's go out to the parties and the nightclubs and be seen by everybody and get pictures taken and all that. He didn't do that. So... We kind of lost sight of him, except for the music that he left us. But we lost him to complications from heart failure. So complications from heart failure, isn't heart failure a complication? Anyway, he died from heart failure. Okay, Jenny, put your brain in, dust it off. There you go, reconnect.
Click, it's back.
Well, you know, sometimes it gets a little too cool when you leave it in the fridge overnight. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
You need to remember to take it out in time. Yeah.
So,
anyway, that was what has happened this week that really isn't going to have a current impact on the music industry, except for the fact that he was there and now he's not. All we have now is his music. We don't have him anymore. There can't be any of these concert specials, TV specials. Get him to host this contest. You know, they can't do that. They can't even think about it because it would just ghost host. Okay, I don't think so. So anyway... What I'm going to do right now is we're going to play those two songs by Bill Withers.
Yeah.
And tribute to Bill Withers. Honey, you're going to be missed, but we know you're with the Father, and he's got his arms around you, and you're singing with the angels, honey, so you just do a good job. Lean On Me by Bill Withers.
Sometimes
off of his second album. So now we're going to go with the one that's off his first album in 1971. Yeah. Now this one has been redone a couple times, most notably by Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker's, Joe Cocker's version was the version I did. I don't know how many of you heard that, but I did do that some months ago. And I don't know why. I just happened to say, Joe Cocker did this. Let's give this one a shot. And away we went. And it was fun. It's fun to do different styles sometimes. But this is the original. This is how it was first meant to be done. So, Bill Withers singing Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, wonder, wonder.
Withers singing Ain't No Sunshine, and those were his two biggest releases.
Yeah.
So we just covered his, we've got a song off of his first two albums, and there were so many more. So guys, if you like Bill Withers, look up some of his other stuff too. There was a lot of really good things he did. So okay. It's time for an Elvis song. That's just how it flies. That's just how I gotta do it.
And what?
It's Elvis song day. Yeah, it's Elvis song day, you know.
That's cool.
And we like it that way.
That's every day.
So, well, yeah, okay. I can't argue with that. That's the whole thing. I can't argue with that. So what I'm just trying to eeny meeny miny mo here. So
and which one is it?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, eeny meeny miny mo. Okay. Here's one that we don't hear very much.
Yeah.
And I love doing that, so put up with it. This other one's good too. My gosh, Jennifer, I spend an awful lot of time just trying to look for stuff, you know. Well, I like this one, so this is one I'm going to play for right now. It's Elvis doing If I Were You, I'd Know.
Me too.
There they are, rolling Texas. If I were you, I'd know. It don't take much to get these guys going, boy, I'll say.
Hey,
and I'm hey, go on, man. What you call sitting on ready? Just give them a wheel, and they gone, man. The Sandman comes to my house late each night, but it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. Ooh, if I were you, I'd know that I'd love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I'd know that I'd love me. giant storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone in my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone with my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I love me. Oh, if I were you, I know that I love me.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to tell that to somebody. You know, you never do. You never do because, but sometimes you want to. But, and then again, if you do, you might get a surprise. So, hey, put your best foot forward and give it a shot. What the hey, you know?
I wish.
Anyway. I'm good. I'm going to get a couple of the requests done now.
Yeah.
And this next one is, man, this guy was a good guitar player. I think, if I remember correctly, he died in a plane crash like so many others. Really strange. If you're a big name in the music industry, stay out of small planes. They're not good for you. There's my words of wisdom for the day.
Has taken quite a few, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. And, awesome. In almost every instance, it was small aircraft. It wasn't a big commercial plane. It was, or even the size of a big commercial plane, the way Elvis's planes were. It was a small chartered plane most of the time. Okay, but anyway, this is Stevie Ray Vaughan. And this guy can play like nobody's business. But this song was... given to me by Brandon. He wanted to hear this song. So here you go, Brandon. Crossfire by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Hey!
All right. Crossfire by Stevie Ray Vaughan. You didn't hear a whole lot of his guitar playing in there, but you heard some. It was good.
Yeah.
Sometimes he would do like a 2-minute solo in the middle of a song, and that was really slick. The dude could play, and the dude could play. I don't even remember hearing him until, what was it, 1982, when we had the record store. And he was kind of popular right about then with the high school kids. So, of course, we played him.
of course.
Of course. We needed to sell CDs and records and all kinds of stuff back then.
That's
so
quite
that was okay. Yeah, of course. If you have this TV up, and back, that was back when MTV first came out.
Yeah.
So we had the TV, we paid for the MTV, we had it going all the time, and they played what was popular with the high school crowd at that point. So that's when I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan and Police, and, you know, things like that. So
yeah.
I guess it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Sends it.
Yeah, the cars that, you know, burning down the house. And, oh, gosh.
That isn't good.
No, but that song was sure popular.
Hmm. Oh, I bet.
Well, and then on the other side of the stick, we had people come in and have us order Christy Lane albums. And, yeah, you know, it's like, say what? Okay, yeah. No problem. We can do that. And we had sticks and all, you know, just all kinds of stuff up in there.
Yeah.
And it was a fun era. And then the people that we rented the store from sold the building. And the new owners turned the whole building of separate shops into a TV store and rental.
Oh.
I was like, okay. And it was, oh, you guys are going to love this. This was in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And the guy that kicked everybody out in order to make a TV sales and rental place was known around town as Slick Eddie. And the name fit. I'll just put it that you had to be real careful when you were dealing with old Slick. Yeah. So, geez, I haven't thought of these things in years. I'm not sure if you guys are good for me or not. Anyway.
Coming back to you.
Yeah. And, well, at least most of the memories were good at that point in time. Things hadn't gone too sour yet, but we had just adopted our son. So, you know, things weren't weird yet. Give it another year. Yeah. Then it started going south. But at that point, when he had the record store, it was okay. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was before I went to work at a regular job and all kinds of stuff started. But I'm glad we had it. I'm glad we had that experience because that is where I got exposed to a whole lot of music that I would never have heard otherwise. And Brandon would have had to expose me to it now, and I would have gone, what the hey are you doing to me, kid?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. He still exposes me to stuff I've never heard before, so it's okay. But right now I've got one that I have heard before.
Yeah.
And it was done by a gal on the movie Roadhouse. And that's a Patrick Swayze movie, in case anybody forgot.
Yeah. I'm saying that one.
But at any rate, and she did a good job. She really did. I didn't know this chick could sing, you know, but she did a good job. But I'm going to play the original by Eddie Floyd, Knock on Wood.
I've got to, if I do,
Yeah, knock on wood. And if somebody goes for your head with their knuckles, duck. Because it hurts. My uncle used to do stuff like that for me.
Really?
Oh, he
was knock a card.
On
the door than the wood, but there you go.
Yeah, exactly. No, Uncle Chuck lived, he lived to be, I think it was 98. So,
oh,
ripe old age. Unfortunately, my cousin Todd, his only son, died before him. So he had that sad experience to have to live through. And it was very, very sudden. Todd died of a heart attack. And the guy was only 48, 49, something like that. It was just, it was like, what the hey happened there? It just totally weaked everybody out. So unexpected. We didn't even know that there was a chance he would have a heart attack. But, you know, and I was just getting back in touch with him. I hadn't really been in touch with him since he was 7. And we had just started talking on the phone and on Facebook and stuff. So it really kind of hit me hard. But I thought, you know, he got to meet up with his wife finally, because he had been, what, she had died of cancer. Oh, the girls were still very little when she died, and he never ever hooked up with anybody after that. So he got to go be with her. So that was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. All right, I have another request.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from John.
Lovely.
And I can't say I never heard it before. It's just never on my radar.
Wonder if it's on mine.
Well, you know, those songs that you hear a couple of times or three times or something, they never really hit the charts. And if they do hit the charts, they don't stay very long. So they aren't repeated enough to have a niche in your brain.
Yeah.
So, but this is by Sonny James, and it's called Since I Met You, Baby.
Since I met you.
All right, there we go. Kind of an oldie sounding one. I'm not sure when it was done. I didn't look that up. I just thought, ah, there it is, and followed the trail of the link. Not links, but link. Oh, golly Moses. Okay. I see Susan keeps getting kicked off. Are you here right now, Susan? Sue? Because I'm showing you in my studio, honey. So you are here if you can hear me. You're just not being heard.
Yeah. Huh. Aww.
You need new soapbox, girl. You need new soapbox. So to go with that new bungee cord that keeps yanking you back across the ocean.
Yeah. Aww.
I have a song here that I absolutely like. And, you know, if she keeps getting yanked out, she'll keep coming back and trying.
She will.
But, you know, it's okay, honey, if you just want to sit and listen, then that's all right, too, because you miss so much when you have
to
get
back
and forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it's up to you. You do how you want to. Be fine with it. But it's okay either way. All right. I've got a song that I really love.
Yeah.
We used to hear this all the time on the radio when I was a teenager. Arthur Conley doing Sweet Soul Music.
Good music, that sweet soul music, just long as it's sweet, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, we out here on the floor, y'all, I'm going to a go-go, dancing with the music, oh yeah, oh yeah, my side on Lou Rawls, y'all, I'm going to the floor, y'all, making love to her.
One that, you know, that one kind of fit in with today, with having lost. I started reading something and my flat went
blank. Oh, what?
Oh, don't try to read and talk at the same time. It do not work. Okay. Okay, back to business. I'll read later. That song kind of went with our loss of Bill Withers today. And I have another one that I really like. It's by the Righteous Brothers. And it kind of follows the same theme as long as we're there. It's the Righteous Brothers doing Rock and Roll Heaven. Does that dude get that high? My goodness.
No.
You watch them on one of the variety shows, and he gets way up higher than a lot of women can get, and then you've got the guy getting way down low. It's the bass. And, of course, the bass is the tall one. The tenor is the little one.
Can always tell the difference.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, I guess the little one, at one point after they quit performing as the Righteous Brothers, he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it, and he committed suicide. So that was kind of sad. That was kind of sad. But, you know, it happens.
It
sucks.
But
and that's just something. That's someplace I'm never gonna go. I'm never gonna go. Whatever happens in my life, I'll deal with it somehow. Even if I have to sit in a corner for 6 years and do nothing but cry, I'll deal with it. Oh, that's. Please, God, don't let everything that bad happen to me. Not. We don't want to go there. Okay, I have Brandon's second request here.
Yeah.
He gave me 3 and I picked 2. The bad company was just a little more than I could deal with. Okay. When I listened to it the first time, I must have just been in the right mood. And I thought, well, yeah, we can do that. But then I listened to it yesterday, well, early this morning, actually. Maybe it was the time of day. But anyway, and I says, nah, that's too much for today. That's too much for. There may come a time when it'll fly, Brandon, but today just wasn't it. So instead, I'm doing the Joe Barbieri Jungle Room. And as I recall, this is a song that he is doing originally. So this is kind of cool. So let's listen to the Jungle Room by Joe
Barbieri.
Like
a kid in a candy store, I make my way in through the door. Take a left, go past the kitchen. The sweet smell of country cooking, laughter fills the air. There's atmosphere, man, it's really buzzing. Hanging out down in the jungle room, there's always jungle room, singing songs in the jungle room.
get his licks in. Ooh, that one kind of hurt, didn't it?
That was great.
Oh, you're back. I'm back. Hey.
Strange things go through my mind, girls, I tell you. But that's okay. I have one more request that I want to get played just because I don't want to leave anything out. This is another request from John. And I had never heard this before, but it's a good one. It's a good one. It's done by, I think you pronounced her name Bree, Betsy Bree. It's not spelled like the cheese, but, you know, B-R-Y-E, Bree.
Doesn't smell like one.
Who knows? Anyway, if she wanted us to know how to spell her name, to pronounce her name, she should have spelled it different. But that's okay. We can just take a shot at it and let it fall where it will. Anyway, John sent us this song, and she's going to do Sleepwalk. Never known anyone that actually sleepwalked.
No, nor me.
I grew up thinking it was very prevalent and that there were a lot of people that did it, but I have never met anyone who actually sleepwalked.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing because that can be dangerous. You know, sleepwalking can be dangerous, either for the person sleepwalking or for the people they run into that they think they're dreaming about that turn into zombies or monsters or something. Who knows? But I told you my brain goes to weird places, girls. This is just, oh, my gosh. Okay, let's get into some honk music. Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally, the original.
You better slow your
know what? Ain't nobody can scream like Wilson Pickett. I swear. He is good
brilliant.
Yeah.
And he does it his up and moving songs. He's going to put that little scream in there because he's so good at it. How can
Absolutely.
He not? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to remember Wilson Pickett too, I guess. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. All the legends.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's so cool about the 60s, because a lot of them were popular in the 60s and first half of the 70s. And it's just, that's where you can find most of their stuff. And it's just good. Don't say that word, Jenny. It's just good stuff.
It is good stuff.
I caught myself, girls. I caught myself before it flew out of my mouth. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All righty then. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I know you guys know about Creedence Clearwater.
Yes.
We do?
Yes. He really couldn't sing that great, but for the kind of music that CCR did, he was good. And
yes.
That's what made their name. They did the music for his voice. So we're going to listen to them doing Looking Out My Back Door. What a trip that was. Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival, but they never billed themselves that way. It was always just Creedence Clearwater Revival. So, you know, that's to Fogerty's credit, that he never tried to put himself above the rest of the band. That was cool. That's not how it started, and that's how it just stayed that way. They were happy just being Creedence Clearwater Revival, and they made it. So, I do not know how much infighting and arguing there was. I did not know those people. But they did a good job when they were around. They sure did.
Yep.
So got no quarrels with that whatsoever. All right, I've got, speaking of the band, I have one that I want to find. And it's been in here about, I'd say 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah. Let's see if I can find it. There it is. All right. This is a band called Grand Funk Railroad. And after, well, they weren't real mainstream, honey, so that don't surprise me. But my then fiance had three or four of their albums. And some of it was all right. And a couple of those albums, I'm going, huh? What is this garbage? But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, they started out as Grand Funk Railroad, and that's F-U-N-K, funk.
Love it.
So there is a kind of music called funk. So that's where they started anyway. They had T-shirts like that and everything. It was just some weird thing going on. But after a while, they shortened it. It wasn't Grand Funk Railroad anymore. It was just Grand Funk. And people looked at you a little nutsy if they'd never heard of it before or they misunderstood you.
You had
to be very careful. So anyway, this is Grand Funk Railroad doing American Band. people spilling tea and spitting milk and all kinds of stuff going on. So, hey,
we'll
you
go
know,
boy.
Like I said, be careful how you say it.
Yes. Very careful.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, kids, it is time again for me to say thank you so, so much for joining me today. This was really cool. And Susan, I swear, you are a wonder. You just keep on. You must be an ever-ready battery girl.
just love that rabbit.
You just keep on going and don't give up. Yeah, you're not a pink bunny, but that's okay. It's Christmas. Yeah. Easter is coming. You can wear a bunny suit. Nobody will see it. It's okay.
I'm a bunny suit. Oh, I can't imagine.
You cut out again, honey. It's been done to you all day, and there you go again. But hey, thank you for continuing to come back, because that's very special. And Anne, you've been able to just hang in there the whole show now that we finally got to where we can hear you. That's awesome. I really, really love that. Oh, and, you know, I love having you girls here. That's really special for me. And I know that out in Radio Land, there are a lot of people listening and enjoying the music and having a good time. They keep coming back, and it's great. I don't have, you know, that many callers, so usually two, maybe three or four at a time. And then we've got the people in the chat rooms. So that's awesome. That is totally awesome. When I look at the figures sometimes on the dates of my show, there's like 30 people, and they never actually show up on the statistics anywhere. I don't know how they avoid that, but that's okay, because I know they're there. And that's all that matters, is I know they're listening. And every once in a while, one of my cousins will make a comment on it or something. And it's just great. It's great knowing that they come and they listen and they enjoy it. And I have a good friend from high school who listens when he can. And he still enjoys it, because he comes in and does a lot. I don't know where his brother is or what he's doing, but, you know, hey, you know, that's just how it goes. Not a problem. I'm sure that my friend and his girlfriend come in and have a good time with the music, because that's our era, you know, so we enjoy it. And I love all you guys in the chat room that come in and stick with me and love the songs and listen to the songs and comment. It's great. It's fantastic. Please keep doing it. And this was Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network. And we do TCB because you guys keep coming back. Now, remember, tomorrow is the gospel show. It's an hour and a half. I call it a gospel hour, but it's an hour and a half. And same time, same station. So don't miss it. It'll feed your soul and give you something to go on for the rest of the week. Take my word for it. Ask a friend who's listened before if you haven't, and they'll tell you. You got to come and join me for the gospel show tomorrow. So I've got a song I want to go out with. I know I played part of it last time. It'll only be part of it this time, but I love it anyway. It shows up on the recording. So if you want to hear the whole thing, listen to the recording of the show. It's Elvis. And, you know, all of us have somebody we want to say this to. All of us have somebody. This is Please Don't Stop Loving Me.
Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me, kissed by me.
I don't know, day from night, wrong from right, you're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me, kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know, day from night, wrong from right, you're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I will let go. Please don't stop loving me, darling, you.